Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. If you were to sum up what ministry to children is all about, what would you say? I believe the Bible, God's Word, teaches that ministry to children is all about sharing with them the love of Jesus. In fact, that is what any ministry for the Lord is all about, no matter whom you're ministering to or how you carry out your ministry. The heart of ministry to people is sharing with them the deep, deep love of Jesus so that they would first come to know Christ by trusting in Him as their Lord and Savior, and then continue to grow in knowing the love of Christ more each day so that they can then show to others God's great love of the Lord Jesus for them. Did you ever wonder where it actually says in the Bible that Jesus loves you, or where it talks about the love of the Lord Jesus for us? There are actually several places in the Bible where we can turn to, and of course we have all probably heard and known John 3:16 since childhood. But there is actually another major passage in the Bible that talks about and speaks about the love of Jesus for us. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow, that is a jam-packed verse, and there's so much in there to comprehend. In CEF, there's a little action-packed song that we like to do with hand motions that we teach to the children that goes something like this: how wide and deep and long and high, how wide and deep and long and high, how wide and deep and long and high is the love of God. When I first read those verses in Ephesians chapter 3, I used to read it all wrong. In my mind and my heart, I read it like this: Katrina needs to be rooted and grounded in my love for God, in my love for others. Katrina needs to grow in her knowledge of loving Christ more and more each day. But that's not what it says. These verses are not talking about my love for God, but God's great love shown through Christ for me. God wants us, His children, who have believed on Him by faith, to know and continue to grow in knowing more and more each day how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of the Lord Jesus for you and for me. So how wide is the love of Jesus? As wide as the world, for God so loved the world. How long is the love of Jesus? From eternity past to eternity future, for before the foundations of the world we were chosen in Him to be loved by the Father and to be with Him forever. How high is the love of Jesus? As high as the heavens is above the earth is God's great love for us that has no limit, no boundary, and no end in sight. And how deep is the love of Jesus? A love so deep that it reached down to the grave and beyond to our head off our hell-deserving eternity to bring us back to God through the cross of Christ, all because of divine mercy and His limitless grace. Think about these opening verses of the beloved hymn, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus." Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, and free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, spread His praise from shore to shore. How He loveth, ever loveth, changes never, never more. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing, 'tis a haven sweet of rest. It is the deep, deep love of the Lord Jesus that God wants us to see. God wants us to know in our heart of hearts how boundless is the love of Jesus for us, that it is so utterly unchangeable, so completely unshakable, and so unquestionably undeniable that it anchors our heart and surpasses all our understanding, so that no matter how dark the night gets and how deep our sorrow goes, that we would know that we know that we know that Jesus loves us. Corrie ten Boom, who wrote The Hiding Place, which is a true story of her experience in a Nazi prison camp of her family arrested for hiding and protecting Jews in Holland during World War II. Corrie's father was taken away, and she never saw him again. He died in prison. Then later, Corrie's only and beloved sister, Betsy, was beaten and died in prison of poor health and living conditions. Her whole family sacrificed greatly, and things would never be the same for them again. After Corrie ten Boom was miraculously released on a clerical error, she began sharing her story and ministering to others, pointing them all to the love of Christ. The heart of her message that as she traveled around the world and to anyone who would listen was simply this: there is no pit, so deep that God's love is not deeper still. No matter what trials in life we are going through, or how intense or how bad life gets, or even if we experience a loss of all of our beloved loved ones, the love of the Lord Jesus is our resting place, and He holds our heart in our deepest sorrows. But could there be another reason why that God wants us to be rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus for us? Ephesians 3:19 actually tells us why. It says, "And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." Do you want to be filled with all the fullness of God? I know that I do. Well, how do we do that? It's not by reading our Bible more or having a longer and longer quiet time each day, even though that is a tool for spiritual growth. And it's not by asking to have more of the Holy Spirit and be filled up with Him, even though we are to be full of the Holy Spirit and to walk in step with Him. So how are we to be filled with all the fullness of God? The answer, by knowing the love of Christ for us. You see, it is through knowing the love of Jesus for me that brings me to Christ, for He is my salvation. That is how I am first filled with all the fullness of God, receiving all the fullness of the Holy Spirit by placing my faith in Christ for my salvation. For God's word says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. But it's crucial for me to understand in salvation that I didn't love Jesus first. He first loved me, and it was His love for me that drew me to Him. 1 John 4:10 says, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Jesus' love for me is the foundation for my salvation. But knowing the love of Jesus for me is not only my salvation, it is also the key to my daily sanctification and growing more and more each day and being all that Jesus wants me to be in Him, in Christ. Just the other day, I was reminded why I do what I do in serving the Lord in ministry. For those of you who may know me, they know that I am big on commitment. I have a deep level of commitment that anchors me in ministry, that no matter what the storms of ministry may come, I believe wholeheartedly in putting both hands to the plow and not looking back, no matter the cost. But I realized I had it all wrong. I don't serve Jesus out of my commitment to Him, but out of His commitment to me, of His great love for me. Christ did all this for me, so why wouldn't I want to live my whole life all for Him? Not because I so love Him, but because He so loved and so loves me. We don't serve Christ or live for Christ based on the foundation of our commitment. We serve Christ and live for Christ out of His love for us. It's the love of Christ for you and for me that hold us to Him, knowing that it is Him and His love for us that's holding us all along. If I'm lacking commitment or struggling with victory over besetting sins in my life, I don't need more commitment. What I lack is I need to understand more of Christ's great love for me. It's only when we are filled up with God's love for us that there is no room left to love sin or love self more. But have you ever wondered just how much Jesus loves you? Jesus loves you this much. He stretched His arms out this wide and died for you. Romans 5:5-8 says it like this, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for us when we were helpless and hopeless, having no strength and were completely unable to save ourselves. Christ died for me not because I was righteous and deserved it. No, I wasn't even a good person. The Bible says I was a sinner and still in my sins, yet God loved me and demonstrated His love for me, and that Christ died for me and for you. If you ever question God's love for you, you need to look no further than the cross. I'll never forget what a pastor in South Carolina said one day about the love of Jesus. The pastor said, "Jesus loves you, but how do you know? It's not only because of the cross where He bled and died and gave His life. That was just 6 hours of His life. Jesus didn't just love you enough to die for you. He loved you enough to live every day of His earthly life perfectly for you. Why? So that He could be the perfect sacrifice to pay for your sins." Those words have always just stuck with me, and I've never forgotten them. Just think what all of our Lord went through for us, even before the cross. He was betrayed, abandoned by His friends, and even denied by them and rejected by His own. He was beat up and spat upon, lied on, and unjustly tried. He was mocked and ridiculed, an intended target for an absolute bloodbath. He was then handed over to sinful men, whipped unmercifully, crowned with a thorny crown, carried a heavy load on His back, way beyond His human strength to bear, but He still willingly laid down His life all for you and all for me. Why? Because one cross and three spikes equals forgiveness and a life living with Him for all eternity. What was it that kept Jesus on the cross, and what kept him from sinning and to still be that perfect sacrifice for sin through all of that? It was his love for the Father and his love for you and me. Sometimes, though, our heart begins to question, yes, I know all this, but does Jesus really love me? We sang it when we were children, and we sing it to our own children. Jesus loves me. This I know. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The answer that God tells us in his word is a resounding yes, Jesus does love me. I believe the word of God is so clear. It tells us in the messianic passage of Isaiah 53, that great magnum opus of the prophetic work of Christ, who is our suffering servant, that yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. But then listen to this. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. You and I, when we have trusted in Christ by faith, who is the only offering for our sin in our place, are Christ's seed. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, 26 and 29, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus and heirs according to the promise. We now no longer belong to Satan or to ourselves, but we belong now to God and are part of God's beloved family forever. We are in fact Christ's reward, his pleasure, his beloved. We are the reason why Jesus endured the cross, for the joy that was before him. Think about it, what God says in his word. God was pleased to bruise him, the Lord Jesus, for the pleasure of you being with God and God being with you for eternity. I believe the scriptures teach us that when Jesus was on the cross, he was thinking personally of you. You were on Jesus' heart and mind. You were chosen to be his seed from eternity past, and Jesus was thinking of you. You were his reward. You were his pleasure. You were his treasure. He shall see his seed, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. But it is not only the Lord Jesus who loves you. You are loved and beloved by our triune God. God the Father chose you in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world to be in the beloved. Through God the Son, we are now the beloved in Christ and are the beloved children of God, just as the Lord Jesus is known as a beloved Son of the Father. God the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in our heart the love of the Father and the love of the Son, making his love known to us, which is our only hope in this life and the life to come. The Holy Spirit sings it in our soul and whispers it down deep into our hearts that we are the beloved and loved of God. But we are also at the same time, we are the beloved in the body of Christ. All of us together, not just individually, are the beloved in Christ. We are not just brothers and sisters in Christ or friends in Christ or fellow workers in Christ, but we are the beloved in Christ, and God wants us to treat one another in that way, for each one of us are his beloved. This is the message that God wants us to take to a watching and waiting world, even to the next generation of children who are wondering if what we are saying is really true. Jesus loves them, and Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves me. We are God's messengers, and we need to grow in our understanding of the love of Jesus for us as his beloved, so that we can then go and tell, showing to the future generations, God's great love for them. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, that the generation to come may know and comprehend how wide and deep and long and high is the love of Christ, the love of Jesus for them.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.